I can't go to bed without doing this. It's 1:45 at night. I'm looking at the internet and I'm looking at a particular website which is telling me that it is day 26 of 1,080 days. A.J. Leon is living the life and times of a remarkable misfit and going around the world. And I have agreed to go with him. And my way of going with him is to offer him 1,080 poems on his journey. And I'm falling behind the speed at which A.J. Leon is moving. He's day 26. This is probably, I'll clarify afterwards, number 19 in a series. But the thing about A.J. Leon is that he has really clarified for me the difference between appreciating other people's work, displaying other people's work, and making your own. And the thing AJ is taking a stand on, and that standing out from the crowd, if you like, is that he says, however good it is to appreciate what other people do and share it and chat about it and whatever, and however good it is to present other people's work in a creative and clever way and link it up and all that, there is no substitute for making your own work. And that is what he's exemplifying, stopping being in a certain way and actually leaping into the unknown and making his own work. So I have been appreciating other people's work. I've been presenting it, if you like, in a certain way so far on the journey. But this is the very first time that I am going to present to you my own work. So I'm going to read you a tiny snippet from a big work. And I'm going to, from now on, occasionally slip in one of my own. But this is my own work for A.J. Leon. And I better put it in a little bit of context. It is part of a big work, 149 pages of print, if you like, called Irish Epic Poem in 33 cantos. 33 cantos is reference to 34 cantos that the man who wrote the Inferno, Dante's Inferno, was written in. So it's a homage, if you like, to Dante. But I'm not going to read it from the start. I have picked a particular piece because I am picking bits that go along with the theme of intentional living. So this is a piece from that poem to go along with A.J. Leon and intentional living. And, it's a piece of about 14 lines long. So here it goes. And, just one last thing. The very first word might confuse you. There is a company that produces notebooks called Moleskines. And that is the thing in which this huge long poem, epic poem, was written, a moleskin. So here we go. Moleskins are made like women. They receive offerings without complaint at times like these, but deep within they know the difference between a chancer and an artist. So there you are, right? They know the difference between a chancer and an artist. I'll read on. This moleskin will not turn you out if you write with a practicing hand. It's when you massage the same spot over and over, when you overlook the obvious need to alter the rhythm, the rhyme, the reason for the rub of all the entreaties, I'll not voice out of the black ink. Do not pour carefully constructed shite that takes an age to come. They may not suffer the foreplay of thought, but I savour the raw, freely spun pressure on the page. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. So that's it. That's a small little snippet. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. My father used to put things in his pipe and smoke it. It's a kind of Irish phrase for reflect on that. And, okay, the particular place it comes from, this epic poem, is full of language that is quite strong, like, do not pour carefully constructed shite that may take an age to come. I mean, I suppose this is really urging people to not write cliches and rubbish and bullshit and stuff like that. Write stuff that is real. And this is Moleskine. Moleskine says, I savour the raw, freely spun pressure on the page. So it's, you know, this is urging people to write raw, freely spun pressure on the page. And above all, I suppose, the sentence, this Moleskine will not turn you out if you write with a practicing hand. Turn you out means, you know, disparage you, overlook you, get rid of you, think nothing of you, if you write with a practicing hand. So if you take to the writing business and you genuinely practice it, it's fine, rather than just repeating what somebody else has written. So this is urging, I suppose, this poem, this fragment of the long work, is urging people to not copy other people and basically do your own thing. You know, put the words together your way rather than in the style of somebody else. So there we are, AJ. It's page 11 of 149 pages. Yeah, what can I say to you other than my brother, you know, good on you. And to your whole team of supporters, you know, we love you.